So Mr. Radi Allah's mother told me, Ya hanta are poiri tanike hamat chekini. Oh Aisha, do you know what my son is saying about you? So she said, no, I don't know what is he saying. What do you mean, oh the mother of Mistah? She says that the people are passing a rumor that na'uzu billah, you and Hazrat Safwan radiallahu anhu had an illegal and unlawful relation. And unfortunately my son Mistah is also amongst those people that are of this opinion or who have to a certain extent approved this accusation against you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu said, now everything fell into proportion. Now I understood why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to me in that different tone. Now I had realized that I had noticed many things that were unusual, but I just couldn't understand that why this was happening. Now when she told me what the reality of the matter was, I understood exactly what was happening behind my back. فَلَمَّا رَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِي When I returned home, دَخَلَ عَلَيَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me, فَسَلَّمَ He greeted me, ثُمَّ قَالْ كَيْفَتِيكُمْ He asked me, how are you, Ya Aisha? So I told him, O Nabi of Allah, give me permission, I want to go and visit my parents. And I want to go and investigate the matter. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem, you can go to your parents. I came home and I told my mother, Ya Ummata, ma yatahaddathan nasu? Ma yatahaddathun nasu? Oh my mother, what are the people speaking? A young girl, can we imagine this test of Allah that is coming? If someone has to accuse my daughter, what will happen? What will happen to my daughter herself? What will happen to me? What will happen to the husband? Can we imagine this is the daughter of Abu Bakr, the wife of the Nabi of Almighty Allah? What a test came. Of course, everything was happening in the plan of Almighty Allah. So I asked my mother, oh my mother, what are the people saying regarding me? I don't know, I only came to know about it now. And that is also the mother of Mistah radiallahu anhu has informed me. So my mother told me, after all, the mother is worried. And the mother, at every given moment, the son can be wrong or the son can be right. After all, ye to maro dikra chhe. Dikra awe keni tarti bulte ge, awe tu maaf mangi le ne mamlo patavi le. Ask them maaf and overlook the thing. Don't fight, don't argue. Imagine. The mother of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, Hawini alayki, oh my daughter, oh my betty, take it easy. Don't get so tense, don't cry so much, take it easy. For wallahi, she mentioned an ajeeb statement, the mother of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, لَقَلَّمَا كَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ قَتُّ وَضِيئَةً عِنْدَ رَجُلٍ يُحِبُّهَا وَلَهَا ذَرَائِرْ إِلَّا كَثَّرْنَ عَلَيْهَا Oh my daughter, for a person of your caliber and your nature, naturally you are going to have people that are going to have enmity against you, because you are the wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very fond of you. So things of this nature is going to happen with you. People are going to have jealousy, and they are going to have all types of plans to accuse you and to oppose you and to cause inconvenience and difficulty to you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, فَبَكَيْتُ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ حَتَّى أَصْبَحْتُ Allah's Qasam, I didn't sleep for 1 second, whole night I cried continuously. وَلَا أَكْتَحِلُ بِنَوْمٍ I just couldn't fall off to sleep. I said, Ya Allah, what are the people saying regarding me? Now, on the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1 month has passed like this. Jibreel Amin does not descend with any revelation confirming the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The rumor is carrying on, as we will discuss in the words of the Quran, what Allah Ta'ala mentions. If talaqqawnahu bi-alsinatikum, people were passing the message from one to another. It had become the topic of discussion. Can we imagine Abu Bakr and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can they see one another? Can we imagine Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he made mashura with them, what should he do regarding this matter that has happened. So Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, this is your wife, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not choose any ordinary woman for you. I think you should deny this rumor that people are passing without waiting for any confirmation from revelation, and accept it that your wife is innocent. And Ya Rasul Allahum ahluk, wa la na'lamu illa khaira. She is your wife and we only know good regarding your household. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave a different opinion. He said, O Nabi of Allah, of course we also hold the same opinion regarding Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, but if you feel that you are being discomforted and you are not feeling at ease and you want to perform nikah with someone else, then Allah Ta'ala has given you ijazat, you can perform nikah. Allah Ta'ala has given you the ijazat and the permission. قَدْ أَحْلَلْنَا لَكَ أَزْوَاجَكَ اللَّاتِي آتَيْتَ أُجُورَهُنَّ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكَ Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, let's ask Barira, who was the slave of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She will know better regarding Hazrat Aisha. So she also spoke very good regarding Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, in this manner I kept on crying and crying. One day Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in this period of time, this 1 month, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's wife comes home and she says, "Oh Abu Ayyub, do you know what the people are saying regarding Hazrat Aisha?" He says, "What are they saying?" She says, "They are passing the evil at the rumor of zina." Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu said, "It can never happen and I will not investigate the matter. I can put my head on the block, Allah's Qasam, this will never happen." Then he asked his wife, "Tell me, will you do something like this?" So she says, "No." So then he told his wife, "You being the wife of Abu Ayyub, you won't do it. Tell me, Aisha being the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will she do it? Will Allah choose any ordinary woman for his wife? Will Allah choose any ordinary woman to be the wife of the Nabi of Almighty Allah?" Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, "I continued crying and crying. And my parents got so worried." In the words of Muslim, it comes, وَأَبَوَايَ يَظُنَّانِ أَنَّ الْبُكَاءَ فَالِقٌ كَبَدِ. My parents thought, "I to rari rani ne pati jahe. How much are you going to cry? You will keep on crying." But we must appreciate the predicament of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, "I was in this condition and I was crying. Suddenly, one woman comes to me and she takes ijazat and she comes in the house. And just then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to me." And this was the first occasion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and sat next to me and discussed this matter with me since the rumor had commenced. That is now after the passing of 1 month. وَقَدْ لَبِثَ شَهْرًا لَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ فِي شَأْنِي بِشَيْءٍ. 1 month had passed, no revelation had come on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirming my innocence. She says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and she said, "Oh Aisha, إِن كُنْتِ بَرِيئَةً, if you are innocent, then Allah will prove your innocence. وَإِن كُنْتِ أَلْمَمْتِ بِذَنْبٍ, and if perchance you have committed any wrong, فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ وَتُوبِ إِلَيْهِ, then repent to Almighty Allah. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ بِذَنْبٍ, because when a servant repents to Allah, then Allah is ready to pardon the servant. So Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not criticize her, and he did not mention anything. In fact, in one word, in one riwayat of Bukhari, it comes, I read, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, "Ma alimtu ala ahli illa khaira." I only know good regarding Hazrat Aisha. But of course, wahi did not come confirming what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Aisha says, "I told my father, you stand up, ajib, and answer on my behalf, and you tell the Nabi of Allah that I'm innocent." So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, "My father made some excuse and he said, 'Ma adri ma aqulu li Rasulillah, oh my daughter, as much as I love you, but I don't know what to tell the Nabi of Allah.' So I told my mother, 'Ajibi anni, oh my mother, you love me and I love you, you tell the Nabi of Allah that I'm innocent.' My mother also made an excuse and she says, 'As much as I love you, I don't know what I must tell the Nabi of Allah.' Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, 'You can imagine, wa ana jariyatun hadithatu sin, I was a young small girl, they were respectable people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father, my mother, no one wants to speak. People are harboring evil thoughts against me. People are of the opinion that perhaps I had this ta'alluq with this sahabi Hazrat Safwan radiallahu anhu. Finally I had to take courage and I had to speak.'" She takes courage and she speaks with such words of wisdom and she says, "Laqad araftu annakum qad sami'tum hadha. I know very well you people have been listening to this rumor against me. حَتَّى اسْتَقَرَّ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and you have heard it so repeatedly that it has to a certain extent penetrated in the depth of your heart, and I think you people are approving of what has happened. وَصَدَّقْتُمْ بِهِ, and you have accepted it. وَلَئِنْ قُلْتُ لَكُمْ أَنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ, and if I must tell you Allah's Qasam I am innocent, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ, and Allah's Qasam Allah knows I am innocent, لَا تُصَدِّقُونِي بِذَلِكَ, you won't accept my verdict and you will say that I'm just trying to defend myself. وَلَئِنْ اَعْتَرَفْتُ لَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ, and if I must say I'm guilty just to please you, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ, and Allah knows I'm innocent, I'll be speaking a lie if I say I am guilty, لَا تُصَدِّقُونِي, you will accept me. Then she says, "Inni wallahi ma ajidu li walakum mathalan illa kama qala Abu Yusuf." Allah's Qasam, oh the Nabi of Allah, and oh my father and oh my mother and all the people of Medina, I don't know what to tell you other than what the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, that is Yaqub alayhi salam, told his children when they came with the sad story that, "Oh our father, the wolf had devoured your son Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam." What did he tell his children at that time? "I will tell you, oh my Nabi, and I will tell you, oh my parents. Fasabrun jameel wallahu almusta'anu ala ma tasifu. فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. I will exercise patience and Allah knows best, and I will turn to Almighty Allah to help me in this situation." She says, "I said that and I went away," like we say, "Ek kona ma bichari jaine ralti teke." She says, "I went away from there. Whatever I could cry, I cried out. My tears were dry and I sat there and I said, I knew in the bottom of my heart that Allah Ta'ala is going to confirm to his Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my innocence. She says, I had hardly moved. The majlis had not yet terminated. Those that were present were still present when they seen the condition of wahi on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I thought that Allah Ta'ala will reveal my innocence in the form of a dream. Allah will reveal it to his Nabi in a dream and explain to him that your wife is innocent. But it was when I realized what Allah Ta'ala and how Allah Ta'ala had rewarded me for my patience. It was a few minutes and Nabi Karim Sassam called me and said, Abshiri ya Aisha, Mubarak O Aisha, Allah Ta'ala has confirmed your innocence. And these verses that I have just recited before you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in 10 verses of the Quran, announces, publicizes, highlights, explains in great detail the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anha's wife, that is the mother of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, told her, Oh Aisha, Qumi, stand up and now go and thank Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, No, I am going to thank Almighty Allah. Wala ahmadu illallah, huwa alladhi anzala bara'ati. It is Almighty Allah that has announced my innocence. What reference to Tafsir Qurtubi, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha used to boast and she used to say, When Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was accused with the act of zina, then Allah Ta'ala made one child speak and confirm his innocence. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ And when Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam was accused with the act of zina, Ya ukhta Haruna ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Then Almighty Allah made her son Isa alayhi salatu wassalam prove the innocence of his mother. But as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, when I was accused with zina, then Allah Ta'ala did not make the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala did not make his Nabi prove my innocence. Almighty Allah himself in the form of Quran, not in indication or in one two verses, but in great detail, in close to two rukus, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, in 10 verses of the Quran, Allah highlights the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is exactly what Almighty Allah mentions. Inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki usbatum minkum la tahsabuhu sharran lakum. Verily those people who brought forth the slander and the accusation against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, usbatum minkum, a group from amongst you. The term group from amongst you is used because Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, although he was not from amongst the believers, but he claimed to be that he was from amongst the believers and people took him as a Muslim. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Almighty Allah mentions, do not regard it bad for yourself. Of course, for the believers, for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the parents of Hazrat Aisha, it was very difficult. It was a very bitter pill to swallow, this accusation and this uneasiness and this restlessness that carried on for 1 month, and only after 1 month was her innocence revealed. So they were really perturbed and disturbed. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم. Do not regard it bad for you. بل هو خير لكم. Allah Ta'ala has kept good hidden in this incident. And that is Almighty Allah is going to explain the piety and the innocence of Hazrat Aisha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I did not regard myself so great in the eyes of Allah that Allah will reveal my innocence in the form of Quran, that these verses, the tilawat of these verses will be made and it will remain in the Quran till the day of Qiyamah. I got a shock, and when I seen this confirmation of my innocence in the form of Quran, I stood up and I started crying with joy and with happiness in the state of ecstasy that Allah Ta'ala has discussed my innocence in so much length and detail. Then Almighty Allah mentions, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. For every one of them will earn the sin according to how much he accused or what part he played in this accusation of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. One was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the instigator. Then there were certain Sahaba who approved of it. There were certain Sahaba who perhaps did not approve of it but did not deny it, which was also incorrect, as Allah Ta'ala mentions, it is the shan of a believer that when the wife of the Nabi is been accused, without investigating, you must deny it. You shouldn't even remain silent at that time, because to a certain extent, silence will indicate approval. So Allah Ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. According to how much they promoted of this lie, according to that, they will receive the sin. We stop here and we see what does Almighty Allah mention. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He protect our tongue from accusing anyone of zina, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us of this act of zina, and Allah protect our tongues of accusing anyone of this act of zina. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.